Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans officially ruled out quarterback C.J. Stroud for Thursday's game against the Bills with a concussion. Davis Mills will start again for Houston. The Steelers look to have avoided a major setback as quarterback Aaron Rodgers fractured his wrist but will not need surgery, according to head coach Mike Tomlin. According to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero, Rodgers is pushing to play Sunday at Chicago, but doctors must clear him and his status moving forward is to be determined. Joe Burrow will participate in 11-on-11 drills this week and will be evaluated throughout the week. Burrow did play 7-on-7 drills in practice last week and felt good, according to head coach Zach Taylor. Taylor says Burrow is in the mindset that he wants to play football this year, but there is no timeline for his return. The Bengals host the Patriots on Sunday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles with a full line of Carhartt jackets, vests, and pants. Wolverine fleece flannel shirts, 20% off. 20% off Justin work boots. And a full stock of insulated coveralls and bibs from Key. And of course, at D&J Camping and Clothing, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Earthquake strikes San Luis Obispo County outside of Templeton. County District Attorney's Office explains recent manslaughter charges. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy, then sunny this afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. An earthquake struck North San Luis Obispo County at about 9:54 a.m. yesterday. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake's epicenter struck about 5 miles west of Templeton, just north of the Highway 46 West. The earthquake was measured at about 4.4 on the Richter scale. Impacts could be felt as far as San Jose, Fresno, and Santa Barbara. No injuries or damage have been reported, but more information will be provided as it becomes available. New public access routes for Passerable City Hall have gone into effect as part of the ongoing City Hall renovation. The changes are as follows. Access to the Passerable's library and public restrooms will be through the double doors facing 11th Street. Access to the temporary City Hall public service counter will be through the double doors accessed from the parking lot on 10th Street. There will be no through access in the City Hall library lobby during construction. And effective on Friday, portions of the City Hall parking lot will be closed due to construction activity. The city appreciates the patience and cooperation of residents, staff, and visitors during this transition. County District Attorney's Office explains manslaughter charge for recent sentencing. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The County District Attorney's Office has released an explanation regarding the recent sentence for the Pismo Beach stabbing death. The DA's office says they're releasing this due to community questions about why the DA's office agreed to involuntary manslaughter charges for 35-year-old Andrew Rodriguez. Rodriguez was accused of murdering Jonathan Perez in Pismo Beach initially, but as the investigation continued, the DA's office says there was significant ambiguity in the evidence regarding the circumstances of the stabbing. While the DA's office says they are unable to share all of the facts because the evidence could not prove first or second degree murder beyond a reasonable doubt, charges were amended alleging involuntary manslaughter. The DA's office explains that first degree murder occurs when a killing is committed with deliberation and specific methods. Second degree murder is when an individual intends to kill or when they engage with behavior with a high likelihood of causing death and are personally aware of a likely lethal outcome. Voluntary manslaughter implies a provoked killing, acting rashly under the influence of intense emotion, and involuntary manslaughter occurs when a person commits a crime with criminal negligence that results in death, acting in a way that creates a high risk of death or great bodily injury. Rodriguez pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter and has been sentenced. District 5 Supervisor for San Luis Obispo County, Heather Moreno, will be holding a meet-and-greet Wednesday, November 9th, tonight at 5:30 p.m. The meeting will take place at the Creston Gardens Community Center, 5110 Swayze Road. Following this meeting will be the community's Creston Monthly Advisory Body meeting from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Though not an agendized item, concerned residents also say they'll speak out against a proposed cannabis manufacturing facility in Creston, which the advisory body unanimously opposed in 2019. The next Passerable's Area Groundwater Authority meeting, initially scheduled for this afternoon, has been canceled. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be held Thursday, December 11th at 3 p.m. in the North Room at Centennial Park. The Passerable's Police Department and the Department of Emergency Services has announced that Santa Claus is coming to Passerable's. The annual Santa's Sleigh event is returning on December 2nd and 3rd. Santa and his merry band of police officers and firefighters will be visiting the community first on December 2nd at Oak Park at 30th Street near the railroad tracks from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Then on Wednesday, December 3rd, they'll be at Centennial Park from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Santa and his elves will be bringing hot chocolate and candy canes, and of course, don't forget to take advantage of a photo opportunity with Santa himself. In sports for the NFL, on Thursday, the Bills will face the Texans. In the NBA, Orlando Magic beat the Warriors 121-113. The Lakers over Utah Jazz 140-126. The Suns beat the Trailblazers 127-110. The Pistons over the Hawks 120-112. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Heat, the Kings will go against the Thunder, the Knicks will face the Mavericks, and the Bulls will go against the Trailblazers. Local news was sponsored by The Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, the House and Senate both passing legislation calling for the release of the Epstein files.
It should be signed. No amendments, no adding loopholes. Justice is long overdue.
California Democratic Representative Ro Khanna, the measure passing in the House 427-1, the Senate passing it by unanimous consent, it now goes to President Trump. The singer David now considered a suspect in the death investigation of 15-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez, whose body was found in an impounded Tesla in September. David Fisher is private investigator representing the owner of the home where David was staying in L.A.
He wants to understand, exactly, what may have happened and if his house played any role in that.
Celeste's body was found September 8th, reports indicating David is not cooperating with investigators. Mostly dry today, but wet weather is forecast to return tomorrow. Thursday's rainstorm expected to stick around through Friday in Southern California, drying out by Friday in the northern region. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.64 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
For Veterans and Military Families Month, here's a message from Progressive. Paws for Purple Hearts has provided service dogs for more than 20,000 wounded service members and veterans. Bonnie Bergen founded the program in 1975.
What can we do to get them out and about on their own? And I just sat there and went, dogs.
The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people. And this holiday season, you're covered. We have Distel Fresh whole turkeys, just $3.99 a pound or $5.99 a pound for the organic. Farmer John sliced half hams, $3.49 a pound. Mrs. Cuppison stuffing, two for just $5. We have Marie Callender's pies, just $6.99 each. And produce, premium yams, 99 cents a pound. Jumbo pineapples, $4.99. each. 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 99 cents. And Martinelli's sparkling cider, two for just $6. In the deli, let us do the work. Hot and ready oven roasted turkey breast, just $10.99 a pound. Plus all the holiday sides ready to go. And don't forget the fresh baked sourdough and homemade pies in our bakery. We'll even let you take credit. It's great. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Stop by and say hi anytime. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Real food from local people. And see our ad weekly at Valley Fresh Market.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California wine grape growers removed nearly 40,000 acres of vineyards, roughly 7% of the state's wine grape acreage, between October 2024 and August 2025, according to a new report commissioned by the California Association of Wine Grape Growers. The 2025 Standing Wine Grape Acreage Report, which was conducted by Land IQ and released earlier this month, provided the most detailed view yet on the location and the amount of acreage growers have pulled out in response to a global downturn in wine sales. We have a lot of information now about the acreage in the state, and we have a good basis and foundation to go forward now in having more accurate numbers and being able to make better predictions about where we're going in the future, said Jeff Bitter, president of the grower-owned marketing group Allied Grape Growers. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop. with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Clouds today, then clearing up a little for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about a 60% chance of light rain, lows in the mid-40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 90% chance of showers early in the morning, highs in the upper 50s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. Low 60s Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s on Monday and Tuesday, 67 a week from today. Currently it is 44 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pies, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street as investors wait and watch for chip giant Nvidia to report earnings. That will come after the closing bell. Shares in the chip giant are up about 6%. Meanwhile, Walmart is reportedly in talks to buy Israeli-founded cybersecurity startup RNA Data to combat scams and counterfeits. Target plans to spend billions of dollars on store upgrades in an effort to reverse slumping sales after the retailer reported that quarterly profits tumbled. Target also announcing a partnership with OpenAI. And former Harvard University president and Treasury Secretary Larry Summers resigning from OpenAI's board after receiving criticism for previously undisclosed correspondence between him and the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
I'm Alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on-site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours, 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Hometown service and focused on you.
Look at us, look at us. Look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Mid-State Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Mid-State Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Mid-State Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
All right, helping you get into the holiday spirit, and that means a decoration, making it all look nice and making memories. You can call Aaron King at Slo Holiday Lights. He's right here in the North County, and he's very helpful, bringing your holiday decor to light, helping you out. So call him. That's Slo Holiday Lights for an estimate, 805-464-7689.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Pass the Robles.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have 2 in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The West of the 1800s expanded ahead of schools, churches, and even the law. As a result, private groups hired men to enforce the law. Although they were given an official title, often they were little more than assassins. Like many farm boys, as a young man, Tom Horn hunted wild game. As he grew up, the only thing that changed was the type of game he hunted. Tom Horn once said, Killing is my specialty. I look at it as a business proposition, and I think I have a corner on the market. Just how did Tom Horn go from squirrels to men? First, he had a father that abused him so much that he ran away from home at the age of 14 and went out west working as a scout for the Army. In 1890, Tom had his first job as a hired gun when he joined the Pinkerton Detective Agency. Although the Pinkertons technically didn't perform murder for hire, they did whatever was necessary to get the job done. In 1892, Tom quit the Pinkertons and hired out to the Wyoming cattle ranchers as a range detective or a hired gun. If there were rustlers, sheep herders, or squatters who were causing problems, he was sent to cure the problem. His motto was, no cure, no pay. In 1901, a rancher had a problem with a neighbor and hired Tom. Unfortunately, by mistake, Tom shot and killed the neighbor's 14-year-old son. And in the Old West, women and children were never to be hurt. Tom Horn was arrested, tried, and convicted. And even though before he was arrested, he supposedly bragged about the killing, later he denied having anything to do with it. On November 20, 1903, at the eve of his 43rd birthday, Tom Horn was hanged. Incidentally, contemporary legal experts say if he were tried today, Tom Horn would be found not guilty. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Local news update brought to you by Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pelt stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
New public access routes for the Paso Robles City Hall have gone into effect as part of the ongoing City Hall renovation. The library and restrooms will be accessible through the doors facing 11th Street, and the temporary City Hall public service counter will be through the doors facing the parking lot on 10th Street. The county DA's office has released an explanation regarding the recent sentence for 35-year-old Andrew Rodriguez. Rodriguez was initially accused of murdering Jonathan Perez in Pismo Beach, but the DA's office says there is ambiguity regarding the circumstances of the stabbing. They were unable to prove beyond a reasonable doubt first or second degree murder. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm TJ Papa, waiting for the bill that South Road Congress to reach the president's desk for a signature to compel the DOJ to release the Epstein files. At an aviation summit this morning in D.C., officials taking a deeper dive on how the 43-day shutdown affected the airline industry.
Some 50,000 flights were impacted by the government shutdown, affecting millions of passengers. These lawmakers want the FAA to be able to tap into a little-known fund to pay controllers during shutdowns, and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has said he's for this kind of legislation, too.
Fox Business' Grady Trimble, your Thanksgiving feast cheaper this year.
The American Farm Bureau Federation's annual supermarket survey finds Thanksgiving dinner for 10 costs about $5.52 per person, down 5% from last year.
Fox's Chris Foster reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
This Thanksgiving, celebrate with Allegretto, surrounded by beauty, flavor, and the joy of gathering together. Join Allegretto Vineyard Resort Thursday, November 27th for an elevated Thanksgiving buffet filled with chef-inspired dishes, citrus-braised salmon, prime rib, to roasted turkey with sage gravy. Savor every bite, sip house-selected wines, and let Allegretto take care of the rest. Reservations required. Allegretto Vineyard Resort, or call 805-369-2503.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Sunshine and clouds mixed in a little bit on your Tuesday, Wednesday. Low 60s, increasing clouds as we move along later this evening with a chance of rain at 75% going into Thursday morning with a 90% chance, steady rain in the morning. Showers continuing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-50s. And that's for your Thursday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For Friday, clouds and sunshine. Low 60s, sunny on Saturday, mid-60s, upper 60s Sunday, mid-60s Monday, Tuesday, and back to upper 60s a week from today with sunshine. So Thanksgiving probably looking pretty good. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:44 a.m., 4:55 p.m. We are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trent 6 Series windows and the Doors. All righty, this afternoon, Eric's in for Karen. Karen will be in tomorrow, and his guests will be from 12:30 till 2. Atascadero City Councilman Charles Borbeau. By the way, Karen will have on County Assessor Tom Bordenaro for tomorrow. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Make sure everything's set and ready to go for the big holiday. Reds On Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, which, by the way, you can text that 75 number. It's easy, and here we go.
You say you love me, and it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, a couple of things here on the text regarding the meeting out in Creston tomorrow. That's today, isn't it, Chris? Tonight, right?
The Creston one? Yes, that's tonight.
Yeah. Let's see here. They are trying to get people to attend meet and greet, so Heather understands the city of Creston people are against the pot. And it's not on the agenda of the meeting, but it's going to be spoken about at the meet and greet. Okay, good morning. Let's see here. When government agency sells a piece of property, they have to offer to another agency first. If they don't want to, then it can go to the general public. Well, speaking of that, I did get an email from someone who is, knows quite a bit. The remaining portion of the Pioneer Park, Daffy may have had some of his facts mixed up. In order for the city to sell the rest of the Pioneer Park to the Pioneer Museum, the city must first declare the land surplus property as per CEQA. Previously, City Attorney Hull has said that if the park was declared surplus property, the Pioneer Museum would not be able to afford to pay the required market price CEQA would demand. Only a developer could pay the price. However, Hull again told the council that in an exempt organization such as the neighboring state-owned event center could purchase the park at a discounted rate as evidenced by their purchase last year of the eastern half of the park. And let's see here, a few weeks ago, the council agreed. However, when Bausch asked Mayor Hammond and City Council to table the motion last night to allow some time for the Pioneer Museum to negotiate with the event center in hopes that the museum could then remain in place for many decades to come, Hammond refused. It seems that a backroom deal has been allegedly reached with a developer that Bausch wasn't told about. Hammond, Strong, Gregory, and the city attorney demanded the park be immediately converted to surplus property, making it too expensive for the event center. Something isn't right. Citizens can save the Pioneer Museum by demanding that the city council sell the park to the event center. Daffy is correct, is that we need to come together to save the Pioneer Museum. All right? Extremely important. Extremely important. But different people have different priorities. Different priorities. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I came across this, it was sent to me. Now, we had, I forget when the meeting was about the food truck stuff, Chris, remember?
The ad hoc committee meeting?
Yeah, and they had, some things, and one of them had to do with generators.
That was last week on Wednesday, I think.
Okay, so the generators.
Right.
All right, and here's something to think about, and I guess I'm giving credit to the city council or the staff regarding the demand on these generators or whatever the requirements are. California is phasing out gas-powered generators. And the California phase-out of gas-powered generators is underway. However, thousands of workers in construction, film, events, mobile vendors, and outdoor industries, they still lack a viable replacement. Not only do they lack the viable replacement, from what this says, and it doesn't give a price here, it's extremely expensive. Okay. consumer battery packs aren't built for industrial work and long-term usage continually. It's, you know, like some of us have generators that you don't run them 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. They won't last. So this will be an interesting issue to see what happens regarding that. Okay. Anyway, maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. And there's more issues here in the state of California, as there always is. And this has to do with the California schools at odds over alleged trans athlete displaces female in the top cross-country top 10. And she finished 11th, but she lost out to a male. And once again, we have a girl being phased out of the ceremonies, or at least advancing, because she was beaten out by a male. She trains her whole career and so forth and so on, and then a male decides that he's going to compete against girls, and whoo, magically, and very macho-like, he beats them. And the girl misses out. And apparently people don't care enough about that. And that is one of the things that, many things that is going on. So, and then we have the amount of Democrats. There was a story regarding that issue too, where I think 130 of them, they're okay with that stuff. They're okay with that stuff. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I wonder if someone can refresh my memory when we had the War Memorial Hospital and they decided to sell that. There were three houses, I believe, up there, real nice, three-bedroom houses, a lot of land, and the city sold it to someone. They said that they were going to build some kind of a big plant or something that would hire a lot of people in Paso Robles. That, none of that happened. What are they trying to do with this Pioneer Park? I am so upset to hear this. I'm glad Daffy called in. What about the Pioneer Committee? What about all the men that work on the tractors down there at Pioneer Park to keep them running? That, this is a big part of Paso Robles. What do they want to do? Do they just want to get rid of Pioneer Day? They'll come up with some excuse. Oh, we can move the tractors here and do this. Let's find a way to give this to the Pioneer Museum. Come on, people. Help us with this. Let's save this.
Well, I'm going back quite a few years. I can't answer most of your questions, but I can tell you this. I was, for 2 years, I was on the Park and Recreation Committee. And a person who worked for the city at the time, this was a private conversation that I had with her. And she told me her guess was that down the road, and she never said how many years, that a lot of the people that are coming into, shall we say, decision-making positions within the city who primarily are not from here, consider Pioneer Day a pain in the neck. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
No, that's what she told me. So she wasn't on that side of thinking. She just heard conversations of people who were decision makers. Some of them aren't there anymore, but I think her point about those who haven't grown up and appreciate the heritage and the importance of the city, you have to wonder, 20 years from now, what are we looking at?
Right. And I wish someone could refresh my memory of one more hospital went until the land. What happened? Well, it seemed real to me when they got rid of all that. I hope the same thing happened down there, just make a billionaire, a trillionaire selling that property.
Well, I can't imagine, considering where the old hospital was and where the houses are now, that's a very nice area up there. And it'd be hard for me to believe that there would have been approval for some kind of manufacturing or any kind of place that would house some people to work.
Right. But that was the excuse they gave to sell it to this person, if I can remember correctly. And so I said, yeah, I'll let them have it, you know. And I don't know what happened to it. But that's open space down there. That's beautiful. We need to keep that down there. And we need to keep the buildings where the men work on the tractors.
Yeah. Well,
thank you very much.
All right. It'll be interesting now that the public is hopefully will be aware of this, where this will go. All righty. Let's see here. 238. Tulsa, let me see. Tulsa charging stations, diesel generators. Tulsa charge stations run on diesel generators when the grid is down. They are stored visibly, the rectangular structures nearby them. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I really don't know what the hell that means. Okay. Let's see here. And if it's not on the... all right. So we have just a couple of things there. Yeah, this people have obviously donated so many items to the Pioneer Museum over the years, and it's similar to the Estrella Warbird Museum, is that it has grown, and the volunteers have done an amazing job of putting things together and presenting the history of Paso Robles. For many, many years. There's again, you go down there. If you go down there once a year, you're going to see something new. It's amazing. It would be a shame for that to go away. But we will see what happens. We will see what happens. This is why people need to be aware of what their city is doing or trying to do. All right. So there you go, folks. It never ends here. Or anywhere, doesn't matter whether it's California or not. You know, it was interesting, when I go places, I'm an observer. I like to sit and watch, whether it's airports, at a park in another town, or just looking around. I guess I'm nosy. I'm kind of like Gladys Kravitz. And one thing that I noticed when I was back in Maryland, that a lot of the, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but quite a few of the establishments, they had signs that were pretty visible about human trafficking. And I don't recall, you know, it's not that I'm looking for those signs, but I don't recall being in any other cities in the last couple of years where I visibly noticed those signs. Now, maybe it just has to be in certain areas or a bigger city, but I thought it not you know, odd, because we should be reminded of it, but this is pretty a pretty sad state of our country when I'm seeing visible signs, even at some particularly nice places, about human trafficking. I don't know. Just one of those weird observations. Okay, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. We've got a few minutes left here on this Wednesday. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. It's kind of a personal question. You don't have to maybe answer it online, but I'm going to ask you this. Okay, so yesterday I was reviewing some property tax on ag property in Monterey County that my wife and I have. And they have this fee on there. It's called the water monitoring survey fee, or it's similar to that title. And it's ag property, and it's pretty substantial fee. And it just this year showed up on the property tax bills. And I was asking you, have you ever looked at your property tax bill? Is this just on ag property, or is it on residential property too?
I will answer that. I have nothing to do with anything at the house regarding that, and I don't want to. There's a couple of things. One is Linda's better at that stuff than I am. And I mean, this is kind of like, I don't want to go to the mail. I deal with that stuff here at the radio station.
No, I get it.
I don't, and I have complete faith in Linda anyway. And besides, she's the one, if it's really obsessed or, you know, if something jumps out, she's going to bring it to me. So that's my answer.
All right. Well, it's a pretty substantial fee because on some of the tax bills that I reviewed, the fee is more than the tax bill. Are you there?
No, I'm listening. Yeah.
Yeah. So the fee is higher than the tax bill in some cases. I don't want to get into too many details, but
well, you know what? Tom Bardinaro is going to be on tomorrow. Now I know he's not Monterey County, but I bet he can answer that question for you.
Well, I don't know. It's all of a sudden this fee just pops up. You know, it's just like, and it's pretty. I mean, if you add it all up, it's pretty substantial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you add each tax, you know, different parcels have different tax bills. But if you add it all up, it's pretty substantial. And it's, to me, it's just, we're you know, they just pull this stuff out of their, you know what? Or, I mean, well, I just don't, if they just, I mean, I don't know how the state can keep going on raping us. I mean, it's disturbing.
It is. Maybe somebody can help us out with your answer, I mean, with your question.
Yeah, and this is Monterey County. So.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing that to our attention. We do have listeners in Monterey County because Monterey County is not that far away, parts of San Miguel, and then right up the road. All right, let's go back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi. I'm just wondering why people in Paso Robles aren't standing up for this museum. Why aren't they having protests, or not protests, but, you know, little stands where you can sign a petition to save what's left of the Pioneer Days before they do get rid of it?
Well, this has just been, you know, to this extent, brought to the attention to the public. So maybe the public, when they find out more about it, they will.
Well, I hope somebody tells them something because, you know, not everybody listens to this radio station, but maybe somebody can stand up for what's left of Pioneer Days. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, on the email, with the big draw of the fair every year, why hasn't the city moved the venue on more property somewhere on the outskirts of town? Makes sense. The city seems to be so corrupt in its city hall dealings concerning the park near the Pioneer Museum. Well, I don't know what location would be better because the city doesn't own the Paso Robles Event Center. That is state-owned. It has ample parking. For those of us that live here, we know how to navigate when the fair is here regarding the parking and so forth. So I can't imagine where else it would go than there. Actually, the event center, they've done a very good job over the last 20 years or so of dressing it up and making it look pretty nice and so forth. And it's kind of homey. Let's see here on the text. Good morning. When a government agency sells a piece of property, they have to offer it to another agency first. If they do not want it, then they can go to the general public. Okay, the general public is not, you know, just me and you. It's going to be for a piece like that and the money it's worth. I know what you mean by general public, but we're talking developers with some pockets, with some deep pockets. Still with cash in it. All right, let's see here. It was on this day in 1959 that the Edsel automobile is discontinued by Ford with fewer than 100,000 sold since its 1957 introduction. It was the most famous examples of bureaucratic failure in U.S. industry, according to this.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The next Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority meeting that was initially scheduled for this afternoon has been canceled. The next regularly scheduled meeting will instead be held Thursday, December 11th at 3 p.m. in the North Room at Centennial Park. District 5 Supervisor for San Luis Obispo County, Heather Moreno, will be holding a meet-and-greet tonight at 5:30 p.m. The meeting takes place at the Creston Gardens Community Center, 5110 Swayze Road. Following the meeting will be the monthly Creston Advisory Body meeting from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, 12:30 till 2, Eric's in. He will have on Atascadero Councilman Charles Borbeau. Karen's back tomorrow with County Assessor Tom Bordenaro. Enjoy your day. Get ready for the rain. Be careful on the roads. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.